a nice win for you guys here tonight, 99-51. I think you had to be pretty happy with the effort, especially on defense, to start things off for you guys tonight.
Yeah, I thought the defense was good. The zone defense is getting better and better, so we're getting more and more comfortable in that area. To hold somebody to 51 points in a pretty up-tempo game, I think that's pretty good. Obviously, there's a lot of little small things, that little turnovers, little plays here and there. We're leaking out and stuff like that, but we had over 10 dunks in the game. I'm not sure how many threes we made, but that was an high-octane, up-tempo, fun basketball game to watch, so we're glad to get that one underneath our belt and ready for another challenge on Wednesday.
You had to like the opportunity. You were able to get 10 to 11 guys into the game here tonight, and that was fun to see there. And even your second five that you had in there for most of that second half, they had some nice contributions.
Yeah, it's nice to see those. We had a couple guys, Claiborne and Schneider, hadn't played yet this season. Both those guys got a couple buckets. That's nice to see. Because some of those guys, they work so hard. They work just as hard as the starters and don't get opportunities all the time. And I'm really happy for Claiborne, you know, being a Kansas kid and stuff like that. And you heard the fans, you know, backing him. And that's kind of special when things like that happen.
But Jacoby Pearson, a nice game off the bench tonight. He hit 6 of 7 free throws and ended up with the team-high 18 points.
Yeah, 17 the first game, 18 tonight. And Jacoby just does it so effortlessly. You know, it's never like he's out there hunting for shots. Shots just kind of find him. And he's just so poised for a freshman. You know, I love how he gets to the rim. And he's starting to finish through contact now. Wasn't used to that in high school. Now he's finished in contact. And he's going to be a big-time player in the conference.
I know one thing tonight for you guys, probably it didn't seem like it, but you guys did out-rebound on point. But probably there were times where maybe a little frustrated with the rebounding. But it was nice to see you guys kind of really bounce back in that second half and get more of those rebounds and end up winning the rebounding battle.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's us leaking out, like I said. That's playing time and score. And God, look at the court. We give him an offensive rebound. And Jameer is probably the best rebound in the entire conference at midcourt leaking out. So that's just human nature to a point. It's hard to get mad at guys when you have a lead like we've had like that. But I felt like, for the most part, we really shared the ball. I felt like offensively we were pretty good. And then I thought the zone defense was really good.
Well, I think you pointed it about sharing the basketball, 20 assists tonight.
Yeah, that's funny that it's on the dot. That was the goal going in. The first game, our goal was to score over 50 points in the paint. I believe we scored 47-48. To get 20 assists, that's a really big number. I don't know where that number stands in the history of our school and things like that, but it's got to be somewhere in the top 10, I'd assume.
Yeah. Well, your points in the paint ended up being 66. So that's very impressive. But it was also a high shot selection for you guys, and it was good shots as well. It just wasn't that it was hot shooting, but good shot selection overall.
Yeah, there were only a handful of times where I felt like we went a little early, and I think that some of those were our sub guys that were just so excited to get the opportunity. But like I said, in a game like this, it's real easy second half-wise for your defense to kind of pack it in a little bit, and to hold them to 52 points, I'm pretty excited about that, because the goal in mind was really probably right around 70. So to be 52, like that's even better than what I thought we'd do.
Well, 48-hour turnaround. You get Sterling JB here Wednesday night. What's probably the biggest thing that you go to back to the practice tomorrow?
Just us. Just continually to you know, do little things. There's a couple little sets that I tried to mix in to see that are kind of new things for us, so we didn't really execute all that well. So there's a million different things that we can concentrate on tomorrow. But we'll watch the film. We'll get better and a quick turnaround. Obviously, a JV, it's a game that we're going to win. But it's not about who we're playing right now. It's about us just continuing to get a little bit better. I felt like we got a little bit better tonight.
Well, congratulations on a nice win here tonight, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.